Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence U. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Ann Hirsch. And we really had a wonderful, wonderful time with Anna Kaplan, who is the councilwoman from the 4th District, and also from Ann sharing, which we've, this is like, it's like an ongoing segment, which is interesting because it's just little, you know, who is it? It's Iris, Golden Nuggets. Little things to pay attention to. Literally, if you're going into a building and there's a lot of chemicals, painting, etc., and there's a lot of noise going on, it makes sense. Come back the next day. Protect your ears because, unfortunately, you know, it's too late. You're 60, you're 65, and they say, oh, what happened when you were 40? Well, you worked in this environment for 5 years, etc.
And the whole thing is if you're exposed to it on a regular basis, because duration is a very important aspect of it, then you need to be aware precautions need to be taken.
Right, absolutely. And so I think this is going to have to be like a new segment, you know, watch your ears or something.
Yeah.
You know, with Ann, you know. But the more important thing is we're at the Christina Lou show already.
I know. Wow. Flying by.
It's amazing. I mean, today really flew. It really did. And I am going to say one thing, which is 2 months from now, but I just saw the invitation for it. Christina's grandfather, who passed away about a year and a half ago, was an artist and a photographer for many magazines. And he had so many pictures of stars. And I saw some of them. Telly Savalas, Jackie Gleason, the Odd Couple guy. Not the sloppy one, the
Milton
one.
Berle, yes.
Milton Berle, and they're classics. Yeah. And
Bette Midler, some Dolly Parton, and then there's just beautiful models also that he's, you know, that were models
in crazy outfits.
Yes.
I mean, really designed at the time. Actually, a lot of the outfits on these models remind you of Cher.
Yes.
Okay, it's that kind of stuff that Cher wore. And anyway, at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation from July 15th to August 14th, in the art gallery, there's going to be a showing of Tasso's work. Free to the public. You're in the neighborhood, which is 48 Shelter Rock Road. You just stop in. Basically, the congregation's open from 8 to 8 almost every day.
Yeah, and they said, you know, you could actually call first just in case there's a meeting or something going on in there.
Right, so sometimes we use it. Right. Like last weekend, I was there for a meeting from 1 to 4.
Yeah. So they said, you know, just to play on the safe side to make sure you can get in. But, you know, obviously it's something to check. It's a beautiful facility. So
it's a great facility. And I've seen some of these, you know, Christina, you know, with her putting these snap books together.
Yeah.
So you must have done it for your grandfather,
yes.
I assume.
Yeah. They were
of his works. It's just, they're tremendous.
Was he on the same sort of level as Annie Leibovitz?
Yes. So, I mean, obviously not as big, but he actually had met Annie and George Lois, you know, and, you know, unfortunately a lot of his, you know, people have passed away and some of a lot of his, like, crew and stuff, but I'm hoping some of them will be able to come because they all had, you know, there was the art director, everyone had their little niches, so.
Oh, it's such, yeah. Honestly, I've seen it owned through 2 books. And the 2 books are just so striking and send you back in time. There's a picture of Jackie Gleason in a prison outfit.
Yes.
That is just classic. And it's Jackie Gleason probably when he was 40.
Yeah, I know. No, well, that's what's nice, too. And that's what, you know, when we actually had the meeting yesterday, we were talking about it. It's really a nice little nostalgia kind of thing, you know, and people who might not know, it's beautiful, like, artwork to look at. So it should be really fun. We're working on it now, me and my mom. So I know Tasso would be very excited.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
And I
brought it to the UU because I'm a member there. And they usually have just paintings. And when they saw this stuff, it was like, we have to figure out something because this is so unique.
Absolutely. It'd be really fun. So,
but we'll be talking about it.
Tasso was his first name?
Yes. Tasso Vendikos.
Wow.
Very Greek. You know, it was actually funny. I'll tell a funny story because we were talking about, you know, just how things have, like, evolved, you know, because, of course, my grandpa's Greekness was, like, very important to him and anyone that knew him, obviously. But we were saying, you know, back in the day when he had moved to the suburbs of Massapequa, he would always say his name. He would introduce himself as Ted because then it was, like, Tasso, you know, like, no, it was just too, you know, so he would just say he was Ted. So some people would call him Teddy and stuff, you know, because, and my mom said when she was a little girl, she was like, oh, because the dads were, you know, Bob and Bill. And then the 60s came and it was, like, Tasso, it was, like, so cool. So that's when he, like, really started, you know, embracing, you know, a nice Greek name. So
nice.
Tasso was the name. So it's certainly unique and different. But it's fun. I'm excited.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be wonderful.
Yes, I'm very excited. And then next week, we have a great show. We have the county exec coming on, Laura Curran, which should be a really exciting show. So we could find out all about what's going on countywide and new initiatives and programs. I know Laura is doing some really great things. So that should certainly be quite the exciting show. So definitely stay tuned for that as well. And then we have a lot of great programs coming up through. I think we are safe to say that we are in pretty good summery kind of mode. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we're past like kind of the crazy weather. So we really want to encourage people to definitely come out and check out a lot of our groups that we have, which should be really, really fun. We have our social groups that are meeting, our What Matters to Men's community group. That meets over at the Parkville Library, and that's on Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30. Also at the Parkville Library, we have the social discussion group that meets on Thursdays over there. We also have our Blankets of Love group, which is June 5th and June 12th over at Clingy Martin Park. And that's for people who are, you know, want a quilt. It's a really wonderful group. I love going there. They make these phenomenal blankets, and they're all donated to different organizations, you know, that need it, which is really, and they're social. And I just love it because the facilitator learned how to quilt because she was facilitating the group. So she's one of our staff people. So it's really a great
group. Really? She learned how to?
Yeah, she learned because she was just facilitating it. It came, and this is what I want to always remind people. Advisory committees are really a great place to give suggestions.
Oh,
and
Robin.
We really listened to the suggestions. You know, this came out. There was a lot of women who were interested in doing this. So Robin said, okay, I'll facilitate a group. And now she is facilitating and a part of it, you know, which is really nice, too. So I definitely think if that's something you're interested in, to check that out as well. And we have a really important chat, which is, I think, is very timely for a lot of things that are going on in the news. On June 18th, we have Mental Health and Older Adults, Overcoming Worry and Fear and Managing the Blues. This is from Joanne Tricarico, who is one of our nurses, and Audrey Dinsdale, who's one of our social workers. And it's all about learning how to recognize the signs and symptoms of anxiety and depression, and just gain awareness and how to treat things and different things you could do, and that there is help available. So obviously this is, you know, we're hearing all these horrible things in the news, so it's something to check out. And that's at Mineola Library from June 18th from 1 to 2 p.m. I just think it's really great. And Audrey and Joanne, if you have not met them, they are a wonderful dynamic duo. And I think it's just important to, you know, just gain awareness. And even if you're not experiencing, you know, if there's someone you are, it's definitely good to go and just be able to recognize the symptoms, you know, amongst your friends or family or whatever.
I have a question.
Yes.
Anna made me aware that we have bilingual 311. Joanne, who I do know, she works for the town, but she's actually for Northwell?
So she's a nurse. So our Project Independence, we have our social workers and our nurses.
Right.
So our nurses are mostly from Northwell Health, and we have one nurse from NUMAC. So they're assigned to different regions. Those are just our nurses.
Okay.
And then our social workers are all from JASA.
I thought she was a nurse just employed by us, that it was not.
No, we subcontract.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's just part of our subcontracts. Our wonderful, who are, you know, the boots on the ground, who are in the homes. They're there.
Okay. Oh, cool. I just saw Northwell
special.
Next to her name.
Yes.
That's what threw me off.
Yes. And then on a lighter note, there's quite the hot chat. On June 20th is Fruits and Veggies Bingo, which I think Cornell Cooperative Extension really hit the nail on the head with this one, because everyone loves bingo. Bingo is quite the hot game around the town. And fruits
and without bingo,
I mean, really,
I don't know what
who
to
doesn't
do?
Want to? And then you're actually going to be learning about how to eat healthier while playing bingo. So I think that they really have come up with something very creative. We've been getting a lot of calls about this. This is going to be at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury on June 20th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay.
So that is certainly a lot of great stuff that is going on within North Hempstead PI staff. We actually had this organization on the radio a couple of times, the Gold Coast Arts Center, which really does amazing, innovative programming, and they've been doing this series called Making Memories with Music and Movies. So this one on June 11th, which is, well, coming up, really, I forgot today was June 8th.
Yeah.
So that's Monday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the theme of this one is the best-loved sing-along folk songs ever. The admission is free, but you must RSVP just so they can get a count. So you can call 516-829-2570. And it's really a great thing. It's designed for people who, you know, might be exhibiting some signs of dementia or Alzheimer's, whatever it might be. And it's really has been proven and shown numerous things that through music and movies and just creating this nostalgia and taking a stroll down memory lane, it really can, you know, have a lot of positive impact. So that should be really, really great. So check that out. If you have any more questions on that, call 869-6311. And we will get you in touch with that. Now, Anne, I don't know if you are familiar with the DeRoute University. We've actually had them. I want to get them back on because what I think is
this was great. I heard about it last week.
What I think is so wonderful about their organization is that it's called a university without walls.
As I like to say, study in your pajamas.
Right, exactly. And who doesn't want to do that? I like that too.
Okay.
And you really, so it's just, you just need a telephone and you could participate in these classes. So it's kind of, you know, college or, you know, educational thing. So it's really geared, obviously, towards homebound who can't get out, but you still want to learn. So I think they do amazing things. So some new topics they have going on. They're doing a circle talk, which is weekly conversations. That's going to kick off. That kicked off June 4th, and there's two different sessions, actually, with that, too. And you just talk. It's a weekly phone call. You can engage in lively discussion and interesting conversation. And you can just meet people, which I think it's really nice because you're still maintaining that connection, which is great. Then there's a really interesting thing they're doing called Going Solo, Valuing Your Time Alone. A social worker actually facilitates that group. And you could just learn how to overcome, you know, being alone and different things you could do, which I think is really wonderful. And on top of that, I mean, they have tons and tons of different things on movies. They have Jewish teachings about racism is a topic. They have an insight program for the visually impaired. There's tons and different contemporary issues they have, too. It's really simple. DeRoute, you know, if you want to sign up, they call you 5 to 10 minutes before the class starts. You just pick up your phone and listen. It's $15 per program to participate, but you could also get a scholarship as well. So if you want to inquire about that, you can call 1-877-819-9147 to get information on that. Or you could always call us as well, because I think it's really a wonderful thing because, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, are unable to get out, you know, and still want to participate in really wonderful educational and stimulating conversations. So I think it's great. It's absolutely wonderful. Last week, I guess it was, we had Lauren Suma on our show. Was it last week, Michael?
Yes,
who was our resident advocate, who was really informative and gave us a lot of great information on all the things the building department is doing. And one of the things they are doing, a program called What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home. And the next one is going to be Wednesday, June 13th at the Manhasset Public Library. So essentially, you could find out, you know, what kind of permits are needed, whatever documentation certificates might be needed to sell your house or buy a house. Because I think a lot of us, unfortunately, by the time comes, you go to sell it or buy and there's these last-minute things that come up, and anyone knows that permits certainly take a long time to go through, so you're better off kind of being proactive in this as well. So that's June 13th, the Manhasset Library at 7 p.m. there's also, they're now doing early building department hours. This was a bit of an issue. They had, like, later ones, and it was hard for people to get there. So it's beginning at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. And it's right at the building department, right in Manhasset. So you can go there and actually meet with Lauren or whoever right there. So that should be wonderful as well. I also want to remind people that Fun Day Monday will be kicking off the second Monday in July, whatever follows. I'm not sure of the exact date, but we're going to have someone from the fabulous community services on to talk about that. Which should definitely be, it's quite the soiree. There's tons and tons of...
Oh, it's tremendous. It really is.
You know, there's exercise
weekend,
classes, there's
week,
activities,
rather,
there's different themes, there's musical entertainment. So it's a really nice reason to come over to the beach. There's transportation as well, so you could check out certainly all these things, which is...
You know, it's a nice way to introduce yourself to Project Independence because you can walk around on the beach if there's a group you want to walk over, they're playing bocce, they're playing dance, they're playing dancing, they're doing dancing. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you say, guess what? Nobody here attracts me. You go home.
Right.
You know, there's cars and everything, and you have something to eat.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
The supervisor, all the electeds are usually right. there, so you'll have a conversation with somebody, you know.
No, and they have, once the schedule comes out, I'll definitely announce everything, but they do a health fair one Monday, which is a huge event. There's all different organizations right. there, and then the last Fun Day Monday, they have a salute to the veterans, which is always amazing, and it's really a great time, so definitely check it out.
Will there also be an antique car show?
Yeah, so that they combine the antique car show with the Hometown USA, which is the last one for the salute to the veterans, and there's amazing cars. That's actually one of my favorite ones.
That's the end of it, right?
Yes.
Last one? Oh, so, yeah.
They have all the antique cars lined up on the beach, and they have the owners of the cars who will tell you a little bit about each vehicle, which is, and there's some amazing, amazing cars. Talk about nostalgia. I mean, that's certainly the place anyone to go and check out.
You say that's the end, but it's August 2nd. That's not the end of the summer.
That's the last Fun Day Monday.
August 2nd?
Yes. I believe that's the very last. It should be the last one.
Yeah, it's like five or six or seven of them. I mean, it's just, when you think of taking care of 1,000 people every Monday for 5 or 6 weeks.
Right.
The biggest kindergarten in the world.
Yeah. No, it's and also I want people to know the rain dates are Thursday of that week. So if it rains on a Monday, it's a Thursday.
And I'd like everybody to know we're taking a break. I know. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.